joining us now, Harsimrat Kaur Badal, the Akali MP. She was, of course, a senior minister at the centre, but the Shiromani Akali Dal decided to withdraw her in protest of the farmer politics. Thanks very much for being with us, the farmer laws, I should say. The assurances given by the agriculture minister today, are they enough?
I feel saddened and anguished at the treatment that is being meted out to these farmers who are the andatas of our nation. The farmers who in 1960s, this country's government could not afford food. We used to beg America for food from overseas, and they used to send us food which was fit to be fed to their animals. It's these farmers of Punjab that brought around the Green Revolution, and today everybody has food on their plate. Till date, 40% of the food is provided by them. Now, what are these andatas asking? That these laws which you have brought in without consulting us, without taking us on board, whether we want it or we don't want it, and these laws of yours is a death warrant for our future.
Right.
We beg of you, please take these laws back, make in the required changes, number one, and then bring in the law. And number two, minimum support price, which is decided by the government, which is the minimum price for a farmer to sustain himself, to stay alive and feed his family, and not be pushed towards suicide. Please make this a statutory and legal right. This is all they are asking. And what
A minimum support price without changing the laws themselves, an assurance on MSP without changing the laws, going ahead or beyond what the Prime Minister has said in the past, would that be an acceptable way forward?
I'm very confident that if they were to bring in the number one requirement which all farmers are agitating for, that make MSP a statutory right, something which Prime Minister Modi, when he was Chief Minister of Gujarat in 2011, as chairman of the working committee constituted by Dr. Manmohan Singh, the biggest recommendation that he gave to make MSP a statutory right. Today, he is in the Prime Minister's seat. He can give pen to his own recommendations, and that's what these farmers are agitating for. I think if you were to listen to this and give this, half the agitation would be over there and then.
All right. That's an interesting point, making MSP a statutory right. And yes, it has been proposed in the past. Will that be done as the way forward? Ma'am, some of the other issues, Amrinder Singh, the Punjab Chief Minister, today said that there's a security issue as well, that there could be young, disgruntled people in Punjab who could take advantage of the sort of vacuum that exists right now on this issue. How would you respond to that? Is there a security issue?
Well, Amrinder Singh only mouths the script which is given to him by the center, so let's not get into that. The Chief Minister's key focus should be on addressing the issues of his own people, which if he had not signed this in 2019, when the government first consulted him and given his consent, today this entire situation would not have happened. And if in the last 6 months, when his people were agitated instead of relaxing in his farmhouse, if he had got out of it and gone and met the Prime Minister or the Agriculture Minister and tried to sort this out, the people would not be forced to go fight their own battle. So let's not get into what he's saying. It's unfortunate. And I would only say that if there's anybody who's responsible for this, it is solely the central government, who did not even consult the farmers when they were bringing in a law which was according to them to benefit the farmers. The farmers have asked again and again, please tell us who was consulted. And if you've not consulted those people today, you dump a law on them, which is in the undemocratic way, the way it was passed. You don't consult the tallest leader in the agrarian of the farming sector, Sir Prakash Singh Badal, whose his entire life he has dedicated to the backbone of this country, 70% who are farmers. And who is your oldest ally? You don't even consult him. You don't listen to his party. You don't listen to your own minister. Then they beg you to address the apprehension so these things don't happen today. You go ahead and you put it on. You force the people to come here and do this. And then the way you treat them, when they're marching peacefully, to get themselves heard, you put all these hurdles, you water cannon them, you lathi charge them, you dig up the national highway so they can't get there, and then you call them all kinds of names. They are Naxal, they are Khalistani, they're democratic, peaceful protests that they're trying to do, get their voice heard. And today you say that they're blocking the way. They have been forced to do this.
But let me ask you this. At what stage did you start protesting yourself when you were a part of the government? Why did it have to become three separate laws, after which the Shiromani Akali Dal decided to withdraw you as a minister. Why didn't you protest earlier?
So, Vishnu, let me categorically state here that on the 25th of May 2020, which is for the first time that the file came from the Agriculture Ministry to the Ministry of Food Processing Industries for my comments as to how this law impacts the food processing industry. Mm-hmm. And as food processing minister, these laws may have been very good, but coming from Punjab and understanding what it means for the farmers, if you look at my notifications on the file, I have clearly said that please do not come up with any such laws unless the stakeholders are consulted, because they have grave apprehensions. And no such law must be constituted unless the state governments are taken on board, because many state governments have grave apprehensions. I did not know that Amrinder Singh had already agreed and confirmed. This is noted in my notification. This was on the 25th of May. The first cabinet meeting, which takes place after that on the 3rd of June, I again raised it over there that such a file has come to me, and I believe that there may be such laws coming up. My earnest request to the Prime Minister and to the whole cabinet is that there is grave misapprehensions on the ground level, and there is a swell of anger against these so-called laws, which people already seem to know about before even I got to know. And I request that no such law be brought in unless those apprehensions are addressed, or there will be a huge Kisan Andolan in the country.
Okay, so one final question.
No, one second. Despite this, on the 5th, 2 days later, it was in the cabinet as a table agenda. We weren't given it a day earlier. On the table, this table agenda came in for these ordinances. Mm-hmm. Yet again, for the third time, I request that, but please defer this. Take the farmers on board, address the apprehensions. You're pushing a Kisan Andolan at a time when China is glaring at you and fighting over your land at the border. When the country is in the midst of a pandemic, you're trying to save lives. Do not get the Kisans off the ground as well. And for 2.5 months, repeatedly, because I had Kisans protesting outside my house, laying siege over here, I was constantly calling them in, telling them about how does this impact you, taking the apprehensions to Mr. Tomar, arranging his meetings, his video conferencing, getting letters. But when it was clear that the farmers had no trust in what this government was saying, this trust deficit was not of my creation. They said if they are saying it, tell them to put it in the law. We don't believe them otherwise.
So I must ask you one final question. I'm running short on time. Are you optimistic about a breakthrough as the government expects on Saturday?
Well, let me tell you, this issue is being prolonged by the government. The farmers have stuck to what their demands were from day one, which was 6 months ago, and they're standing exactly there. The government first called it middlemen ka andolan, bicholiyon ka, which then by the time the protesters reached here, they were Naxals and they were hooligans and they were Khalistanis. When all that failed, then we set up a big committee, let's divide and try to break them up, and that failed. Now today they have eventually come down, okay, we will agree. Now they're trying to agree to the fringe elements. The fringe, they've given them 3 pages full of what is wrong in this. They're trying to listen to it, but not agreeing to what is the core issue. And you don't understand now the people have reached there. They are there to stay. We, the old women, the old farmers, they are saying we will stay here till the day we die, until we get this done. So you've lost the time when I told you 6 months ago that address it now. It's too late. And what is wrong in giving into what the public is demanding? I think you should not stand on ego or stand on a rigid stance. I think your first thing should be you're impacting the people of Delhi whose supplies are getting cut off. You're killing people who are there protesting. Why should a government do this? Please back off from your rigid stand. Listen to the farmers and bring in a bill which will be welcomed by all and put an end to this protest. And cancel all those cases that you have put on those people who are forced to fight back when you water cannon and lot each other, and cases have been filed against them when their democratic right to protest peacefully was taken away. This is only going to get worse if the government doesn't back off. They're under some misconception that, they'll tire them out. They will give them some crumbs off the table and this whole thing will die down. It's going nowhere.
Okay. Well, I'd like to thank you very much for being with us tonight, ma'am. It's not going anywhere. Hopefully, it'll get resolved one way or the other. You indicate quite clearly the farmers are here to stay until their issues are resolved. We'll take a short break. Sanket Upadhyay comes up next. Stay tuned.